Although you may have never visited Denison Avenue United Church of Christ, you've probably driven near it dozens, maybe hundreds of times. The church is in Cleveland, just south of Interstate 90, a little east of the intersection of West Boulevard and Lorraine Avenue. It's an imposing brick structure intended to convey the grandeur of Almighty God. It probably was built in the early 1900s in an old residential neighborhood sprinkled with shops that at one time supported family businesses, perhaps a grocery, a laundry, a diner, a drugstore, that sort of thing. Denison Avenue United Church of Christ, or UCC, it's been in the news in recent months. It's been in the news because they chose to help another church. St. Malachi's on the Near West Side collaborates with a nonprofit called the Metanoia Project in order to provide a shelter for homeless persons during the winter months. You might remember the Metanoia Project was part of our Alternative Christmas Charity Bazaar. Well, a few months back, St. Malachi's was told that they had to reduce the number of clients they housed overnight because they were exceeding the capacity allowed by the fire code. And the pastor and people of Denison Avenue UCC responded by making arrangements to pick up homeless clients from the St. Malachi area and transport them 3 miles to their church. Denison Avenue UCC offers them a free meal, a cot in a warm, safe, and dry fellowship hall, and access to a shower, and then drives the people back to their familiar St. Malachi's neighborhood the next morning. Well, it didn't take long before some people voiced objections to this neighborhood church offering shelter from the winter weather for women and men who were otherwise living on the streets. A few residents were concerned about homeless strangers being brought into their neighborhood, even if for only overnight. A city official protested that the church should not be in the hotel business. The church responded that it was offering hospitality to strangers in the name of Jesus Christ. The church was ordered to cease their shelter program because they didn't have a sprinkler system, which is a requirement for commercial facilities providing overnight accommodations. A local foundation responded by purchasing and donating fire extinguishers to the church. As we enter this month of March, Denison Avenue UCC is hosting homeless people overnight. So what did they have to do in order to satisfy, temporarily at least, to satisfy the powers that be? The church has had to arrange for volunteers who spend the entire night continuously walking through the building. And while others sleep, these volunteers stay awake, keeping watch, walking through the entire church over and over and over, attentive to any signs that there might be a fire. Among the volunteers from the greater community who have vowed to keep watch for the sake of the homeless guests from Cleveland's West Side, among them are some Presbyterian friends from Lakewood and a former neighbor of ours who now lives in Avon Lake. Most of us probably don't keep watch very often. I mean, even on New Year's Eve, as many are keeping watch for the end of one year and the start of another. I, for one, prefer sleeping to keeping watch. I'll be in bed by 10 on New Year's Eve. But thankfully, there are people who keep watch for us. Police officers and firefighters keep watch night and day for the safety of our communities. College basketball fans may keep watch as the outcomes of tournament games across the country bolster or destroy their March Madness brackets. With the snow day dreams of children resting upon them, school superintendents keep watch as forecasted winter storms either descend with vengeance or peter out without so much as a whimper. Family members might keep watch at the bedside of a loved one who just underwent serious surgery, or at the bedside of a dear one whose frail and failing body is going through the difficult work of letting go of the last vestiges of life. Yes, though we may be reluctant to stay awake and attentive, thank goodness, there are some in our lives who keep watch, even keeping watch for us. As we heard in this morning's gospel reading, on the night Jesus shared that Last Supper with his disciples, he took them for a walk. They went from Jerusalem's Mount Zion neighborhood down into the Kidron Valley, separating Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. And there, in a grove of olive trees, commonly known as the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus spoke to them. He, with full stomachs, and with wine working its magic on their attentiveness, Jesus told the disciples, "You'll sit here. I'll be back. I need to pray." He motioned for James, John, Peter to follow him, and separated from the rest, he told them, "You stay here and keep watch with me." And then Jesus stepped away from them and fell to the ground in intense, heartfelt prayer. And 5 minutes later, or was it 15 or 30 or more, Jesus went back, seeking the emotional support of the three, only to find Peter and James and John all asleep. "Couldn't you keep watch with me?" he despaired. He went off to pray again. And again, and each time he returned, his followers had let him down. They hadn't kept watch as he had asked. From our perspective, knowing what Jesus was about to face, we think, shame on them. How could they not do that for their dear friend and teacher? They failed to keep watch. They failed to stay awake. They failed to be aware and attentive to the presence and activity of God in their midst. But then we know that we probably would have been right there with them, our head on our neighbor's shoulder, our eyes closed, breathing the slow, deep, rhythmic breaths of sleep. How can we be more attentive to God's presence and activity in our lives? That's what I invite you to join me in exploring during this season of Lent. Our theme of watch and pray allows us to consider how prayer enables us to be more aware of God's constant presence in our daily lives. In the weeks ahead, we can discover how prayer can help us grow to be more attuned to what God gives to us, more attuned to what God asks of us. So we'll consider how the familiar words of the Lord's Prayer might take on a more powerful meaning, offering you new focus every Sunday, or maybe every day. We'll ask what difference it makes for us to pray for others, and ways that our watchfulness might guide us in who and in what we pray for. We'll learn about a biblical tradition that modern Christians don't know much about. Noticing and then praying for points of sorrow and suffering and injustice that are present in our world. And we'll consider how our watchful attentiveness to God's presence may even prompt us to put our prayerful awareness into action. Like the individuals whose prayers for Cleveland's homeless prompt them to volunteer to patrol the hallways and stairwells and rooms of Denison Avenue UCC while homeless persons slumber as guests in the house that God built. And so let's use this season of Lent as a time to watch and pray. Let's welcome this opportunity to strengthen and deepen and enrich our prayer life as individuals and as a church. Let's watch. Watch for God's presence in our lives. And pray. Pray to be useful for God's activity in our world.